that staff? Does it give you insight, or is it the reverse, that they know you?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. The biggest thing is the personnel. You know, having practiced with them, we know really that they're a very good and talented defense. So not that you need to be there to know that. You can watch film. But have a great deal of respect, obviously, and then and knowing, being in the building, you know how well they're coached, too.
Coach, this offense put up a lot of points, a lot of big numbers the last few years. Maybe the expectation outside the building is that the numbers might be down to at least total points. What's your expectation, though, of what this offense can do?
Our expectation is to keep moving the ball, keep getting first downs. We've got a lot of really, really good players. Obviously, now we're starting to play together. I don't think there's anything of comparing of what we did last year to this year. It's move the ball, make plays, and win games. That's what we're expecting us to do.
How quickly has Mathis made the transition to this offense?
Oh, very quickly, but that's not uncommon for a guy who's played a long time. You know, it may be the combinations may be called something, the play may be called something different, but they figure it out. They get the Rosetta Stone of football and figure out how to call things and communicate with a guy next to them.
So it's safe to say you're confident in his abilities, even with this front of the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh yeah, he's skilled, he's tough, he plays hard. And he's really done a very good job in the short time he's been here, yes.
Have you seen an impact he's had on the two young guys around him?
Yeah, I think there's a stabilization going on for sure. And he certainly is. He's got a lot of, I don't know what to call it, local knowledge. He's crafty. He knows what he's doing. And I think that's done wonders for the guys next to him.
Rick, this is the second year, I guess, in a row you and Gary are kind of introducing your offense to a new group of players, but also you have to hold some things back during the preseason. Obviously, you don't want to show everything. How do you balance that, you know, getting these guys enough opportunities in everything, but also not showing too much when you have a new group and this is the second time doing that?
Well, you know, we tried to expose them with every kind of terminology and play and concept that we could in OTAs and training camp. And then went out and put in some gradually building game plans, I guess you'd say, till we get to the point where we feel like they can handle what we're going to do during the regular season. So I think the balance is just building, you know, creating a pyramid type thing.
Do you have an idea how you want to use both CJ and Ronnie? Will we see Ronnie some?
Oh, we're going to use everybody, not just the running backs. You know, it's the first game. It's, you know, just right out of the box. I don't know what the temperature is going to be, but anytime you start playing 70 plays where most of them have only gone 30, maybe 40 plays, some of the young guys actually played more than the veterans. So you want to make sure everybody's ready and you use everybody, keep everybody fresh.
Do you plan to keep in extra guys to help out Ty and Ryan with that pass rush?
Well, I don't know that I could say that yes or no, because that would be a competitive advantage, knowing one way or another. We're going to do everything we think we need to do to move the ball and win the game.
Emmanuel missed most of the preseason. He's ready to go for Sunday, though?
Hey, he looks good to me. He can run. He catches. He's a competitive guy. He works as hard as anybody in practice. So I don't have a problem with anything he's done.
Coach, how different, if at all, do you expect their defense to be without Haloti Ngata, who's been that anchor for so long?
Well, you know, I think they're going to do the same thing. He's just a tremendous player. I mean, big and athletic, just being there. I mean, he used to catch balls for us for the quarterbacks. He's just a tremendous athlete. So, I mean, that's going to have an effect on anybody. But I know that they feel confident, and they do have good players. Just watch them on film. It looks like they've done a very nice job.